For this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. As pro-Trump rioters stormed the U.S. Capitol Wednesday, Trump supporters in Denver gathered to protest the president's loss in the election. Nancy Arcevo and her teenage son were in the crowd, but she didn't support the mob in Washington.
I don't approve violence. I don't approve destruction. What I do approve is that people need to be heard.
That rally in Denver drew about 700 people and closed down the city and county building near the state capitol. Some Coloradans watching what happened at the U.S. Capitol yesterday noted a contrast with how Black Lives Matter protesters have been treated. Stephanie Rose Spaulding directs diversity and inclusion efforts at the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs. In an emotional online video, she said watching the rioters mostly get a free pass was triggering for Black people like her who've protested peacefully for years.
We know that we would be dead right now in this moment. And you are seeing how white privilege plays out in this country right now.
Other Black Lives Matter leaders said there was a double standard on display at the Capitol. Teachers in Jefferson County say they're concerned about returning to school buildings when the district goes back to in-person learning in a couple of weeks. Elementary school students return January 19th and will stay in school only if the county stays out of the state's most extreme risk category of coronavirus danger. At a protest at district headquarters Wednesday, fourth grade teacher Laura Grimms says it's too soon after the holidays to return.
Like, I know several teachers and several students at my school traveled, you know, went to like Costa Rica and Italy and all these places. So to think that they'll be back in classrooms in, you know, just a week is really terrifying.
Older students could return to hybrid learning February 1st. The district says in a letter that it has a reasonable, safe, and sustainable plan for in-person learning. Colorado weather mostly sunny today. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.